Hello, this is Dwayne, and I'd like to share another good stuff you really ought to know about music.
And this is about a Picardy third. When a song has been in a minor key, and then it ends on a major chord, that's called a Picardy third. And it came from a French word that I don't speak French, but you can read it there. One example is the old tune Greensleeves. You probably know it's in a minor key, but usually or often when it's played, they'll end it after playing it minor all the way through. They'll end in a major key. Let me just give you a little example. Maybe I'll play it all the way through. Hear that? It ends on a major key, doesn't it? See, it's been minor all the way. You have that minor feeling, and then it suddenly ends on major. That's called a Picardy third. Now, you may wonder why is it called a third? Because it deals with the third. Okay, in a major chord. Let's come back to C. Play the C major chord, C E G. The third. That's the interval is called a major third from C to E. Okay. If I lower E to E flat, that's called a minor third, okay? So if I raise that from a minor third to a major third, that's called a major third, and it makes the chord major, okay? You see, that minor third makes the chord minor, but a major third makes the chord major. So that's what's happening. If we played Greensleeves in the key of C minor, right? Which eventually you'll be able to do, by the way. You should be able to play all songs, all fairly easy songs in all 12 keys, by the way. Okay, and that's our long-term goal, but that'll take some time to accomplish that. If you were going to play that in C minor, you would end it in C major if you used a Picardy third. Okay. Now, musicians always have freedom of choice, and that's one of the wonderful things that about music is you can always choose. You can always pick and choose what you're going to do. Not so much in classical music because you're really tied to the intentions of the composer, like Beethoven. I wouldn't mess with Moonlight Sonata, would you? Or I wouldn't recommend changing Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C sharp minor to some sort of ragtime or boogie or something like that, right? But in other kinds of music, meaning most everything else, semi-classical, popular, rock, jazz, gospel, sacred, whatever, you always have the freedom to do that sort of thing, okay? And so it's not that you have to do it, but if you do it and you end a minor song on a major third, that's called a Picardy third. Well, thanks for being with me, and we'll see you again soon with one of these tips. So bye-bye for now.